This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome back. The planet has seen its fair share of natural and man-made disasters. Often, the first to respond are humanitarian aid workers, right? The gift of the givers. They are usually the superheroes for the world, not even just South Africa. They've been dealing with disasters for over 30 years now. It's now teaming up with Stellenbosch University's Center for Global Surgery to host a two-day conference. It'll look at South Africa's preparedness to deal with humanitarian disasters. Senior reporter Destin Thathia is at that gathering in the mother city, joining us now, of course, for an update. Good morning to you, Destin. I mean, you yourself were with the Gift of the Givers in Turkey. So you were front and center witnessing what it is humanitarian aid workers are very much capable of. What can we expect from this particular conference that you are now at?
You're very right, Morena, and I can tell you, just being there, it's absolutely fascinating to watch. You know that the Gift of the Givers team is known as the dream team because they make things happen wherever they go, both locally and internationally, and they've earned that reputation. In fact, even if you just follow social media pages, you'll notice how South Africans back this organization and they believe in them due to the work that they have been doing over the time that you mentioned, over 30 years, and that's what we're talking about. But this time around, this is an opportunity for that very foundation led by Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman to share these skills, to talk to delegates. There are more than 300 delegates that are here, and they'll be discussing a number of things. Dr. Suleiman has stressed that it's not just a medical conference. This is about talking about those skills and how they can be adapted to these very unpredictable situations. But I'm going to let him do the speaking. He's just come off the stage a short while ago. He delivered the keynote address. Dr. Suleiman, always a pleasure to chat to you. A very moving address a short while ago. In your words, the point of a conference like this and bringing together all of these very skilled individuals.
Well, all thanks go to Stellenbosch University. We never even thought about it. And Professor Catherine Chu, who was the opening speaker with us, came to me one day and she said, why don't we share these skills? Why don't we teach the nation? Everybody calls and says, what happens? How does it happen? Why does it happen? What happens on site? And to me, it was a brilliant idea because we last really went on a mission in 2019, except the Turkey earthquake. And there too, we couldn't send medical teams because most people had passed on. Yeah. So it was a time to get our group together. And you'll notice over the next 2 days how my teams gel. They want family, they want community. And we said this is a great opportunity, first of all, to educate ourselves, to remind ourselves, because since Cyclone Idai, we haven't really been involved, right? So it was to reactivate our own skills. And at the same time, why not share? Because, you know, we're not going to live forever. And we want those skills to pass on to the new generation, to upskill our country, to support our people, and to give them also to build in new people, to bring that spirit of Ubuntu. That yes, this is life-saving, but it's also you can risk your life in it. Are you prepared to risk your life to save somebody else? This is the ultimate challenge. And I think it just went on exceptionally well.
Dr. Suleiman, you're talking about skills. We know that there are thousands of skilled professionals in the country. But what's different about the work that you do and what you keep saying is that you need to adapt those skills. And you made these various examples. And I think for those who may not know, when they might be seeing just the end product, that you've saved this many lives or you've built a hospital here, talk to us about what it takes to adapt those skills and what are the environments that we are talking about.
Environments, let's start with the second part first. The environments are risky. War, earthquake, a building can fall on you while you're going inside. Hurricanes, floods, people who are angry, people who are anxious, people who need help. Everybody wants you in the same place at the same time. So to deal with that, temperament, calm mind, thinking on your feet, working as a team, no individuality in terms of ego, individuality in terms of your own skill, but not in terms of ego. How to, as I said, think on your feet, spirituality, faith, compassion, care, understanding. You can be a highly skilled professional, top-class surgeon in the country and in the world, but if you don't have these skills of the right attitude, the right approach, you're not on my team.
And you're going to be growing that during the course of this conference. But you spoke about a number of things, and in particular, you spoke about, for example, the reception that the Gift of the Givers Foundation gets in other parts of the world. And there's a perception sometimes that maybe we don't have all of the technology, we don't have all of the resources in Africa, but the foundation through its members is changing that.
The most important thing that we approach for or recognize for by governments, by civil servants on the ground, and by the recipients of our intervention, they tell the words they use is, you guys are different. And we ask them, like, what do you mean by we are different? And they tell us there's compassion in your people. A lot of teams come here and they don't even touch our patients. They look at us, their words, like we're some kind of disease. And you guys come, you touch our patients, you hold our children, you wipe our nose. And I might add dozens, even journalists like you. You know, that our journalists also show that kind of compassion. And that can only mean one thing, that you come from a country that has a spirit of compassion, that has a spirit of Ubuntu, that runs between medical teams, surgical teams, surgeons, journalists, you know, media, allied staff. Everybody has got it together. There's no weak link. And everybody has the same type of approach. They tell us, you treat us with love, you treat us with dignity, you show us care, you give us quality items, we feel as part of the family, we heal when we see you. And it's not, again, about the professional skill. Mm-hmm. It's about attitude.
And just over the next 2 days, what for you will make this a successful conference? So to rephrase that, what type of people would you like to see leaving this conference and then taking those skills into their respective places of work?
The type of people I want are to be the mirror image of Gift of the Givers teams. First of all, I want my own teams to be reinvigorated. Secondly, we need to understand that all the team members didn't go on every mission. And for the first time, team members are going to see what their members did on other missions. Because when you bring a team back from one mission, there's no point bringing the other guys in because they have no idea what happened. It's a pointless exercise. Yeah. But for the first time after years, they've all had that skill in different missions. And it's about the same thing, basically. And they will now share that information. I see there's a lot of young people here. It's good to see the young generation get involved. We want this message to go to medical schools and to allied health sciences, you know, physiotherapists, dietitians, occupational therapists, because this is going to expand. And the big thing that's going to expand in the future is psychology. You know, secondary traumatization in first responders and also to people on the ground. I want that field to expand. You know, it's an area we haven't developed yet. It's still a work in progress. But above all, everybody who leaves here will say, we want to be involved in disaster relief, but the same temperament, attitude, not professional skill. And while talking about professional skill, my teams can be a highly qualified surgeon, yeah, but they have the mentality to do the work of a primary healthcare specialist. Yeah. There's not, I'm the guy on the top. You're the guy on the top, you leave. You know, it's about humility, being humble, committed, and spiritual. Spirituality is absolutely key because you're dealing with human life.
Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Always a pleasure to chat to you. Just after this break ends, we'll be going into another session, and that will be talking specifically about search and rescue. And Morena, you'll remember that that was quite an integral part of that mission that you mentioned earlier on, the Turkey earthquake. That was the one that we were on in February, and that's where those skills really came into play. And you'll hear here that it's not just about those skills, it's also about the attitude of those that are on these scenes.
Most definitely. I think fair to give a shout out to Stellenbosch University, you know, for jumping on board with the Gift of the Givers. Of course, as always, shout out to the Gift of the Givers as well for looking for opportunities to enhance the organization in their efforts to bring, you know, some kind of aid to not only South Africa, but the world.